This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis on Friday tweeted his best wishes to World Youth Day pilgrims, many of whom are en route or already arrived in host city Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Many of you have already arrived in Rio, and many more are just arriving, he wrote via his @Pontifex handle on the microblogging platform. He added, "We will see one another there in only 3 days." More than 300,000 people are registered for the event, with organizers preparing for as many as 2.5 million visitors. Jesuit Father Michael Rogers is the coordinator of English-language World Youth Day initiatives for the Society of Jesus in the U.S. and a member of the lead committee for the International English-Language Welcome Center in Brazil, which will be the hub of English-language catechesis and prayer during the first 4 days of World Youth Day events starting Tuesday, July 22nd. He spoke with me, telling me that host city Rio de Janeiro is already beginning to feel the effects of the pilgrim swell.
Well, the center is just getting up and going, really. We start everything on Tuesday, but we have a big meeting today to get everybody ready. We are working out all the sort of final details of scheduling and getting all the musical artists we'll be playing. The band who's playing the official English version of the World Youth playing at the center a couple of times. We also have other Catholic bands you might have heard of, like an artist like Steve Angrisano and the rest who are coming into play. You can hear an airplane coming over my head. They're going nonstop these days to get everybody in for World Youth Day.
Is the city already filling up?
Well, the city is already filling up, and you see the green World Youth Day pilgrim kit bags all over the place. You see World Youth Day credentials all over the place, and they've begun the process of credentialing priests, for example, so I have to go down today to get my identification at the cathedral. It's wonderful to see. It's amazing to hear the excitement and to see the flags all over the place.
What are folks going to be looking forward to as World Youth Day events open from you guys there at the center?
Sure. At the center, we'll have the first thing we'll have different national gatherings. So on Wednesday, we'll have a gathering, for example, for the Australians. And then we'll have a gathering for the U.S. on Thursday. And the Canadians will also have a gathering. I'm not entirely sure of the date off the top of my head. But we'll have different gatherings of different nationalities to get them together. And all those things we publish at the center and available outside the Vivo Rio Center, which is right in the middle of downtown. It's really not very hard at all to find, right off the Chinalandia metro stop. So from the very beginning, we'll have all sorts of different things going on. But one of the big important things will be the different national gatherings, where the bishops from those countries will be here to meet with people from their countries and from their dioceses. And that will be something that will be really spectacular. We'll even have a space for the bishops to meet and greet pilgrims from their country. And so it'll be something that we know the bishops are looking forward to and something that we are looking forward to as well.
Now, just on the practical side of things, all of these pilgrims, where are they going to be eating and what are they going to be eating?
Well, the wonderful thing about this World Youth Day is that they've followed the example of Madrid, where they're giving each pilgrim a card, and that card will work all around Rio to get them meals wherever. It's kind of a debit card, and that card will work to get them food wherever they go, which is good because it works out well. So the pilgrims, for example, who have different allergies and dietary needs can go to places to get things that will suit what they need and hopefully get something also that will be substantive. One of the wonderful things that we've heard is that many of the women who are sort of the upper echelon of society here in Rio have been working very hard to make sure that everybody feels welcomed. And a part of that is that they have encouraged these restaurants to give pilgrims maybe even a little more than what their meal card is worth, and a lot have responded very generously. In the morning, when they go to their catechetical site, they'll have breakfast there. So one of the good things about that is it will get them to their catechetical site, get them settled in, and they'll be able to eat there while the bishop is giving his catechesis session for the morning. So they'll have many options about what to eat and where to eat, and they'll probably be able to find things that will meet whatever dietary needs that they have.
You want to describe for us your day or maybe, the next couple of hours up until lunch to give us an idea of the kind of work that you're doing?
Sure. up until lunch, I'm working on the schedule for all of the volunteers that will be working at the center and working on our system to check them in and out. That's a big thing because we need to know where people are and what they're doing. This afternoon, for example, we have this big important meeting where we're going down to the center to work with security and do a walkthrough to make sure that all the various points in the center are safe and ready for pilgrims to come and meet us there. One of the other things that we'll be doing today is having mass and meeting with the people who work for Salt and Light Television, because a big part of the society's thrust here has been working on social media, working with the help of the advice of guys like Father Spadaro at Civita Cattolica, to make sure that the social media presence for the English-speaking world is here.
I wanted to ask you, how do people find you on the Twitters, let's say?
On Twitter, the best place to go is actually a Twitter handle called TJP on Tour. That's the Jesuit Post, they're heading up our social media project down here for the society. And from there, you'll be able to find all the other Twitter handles out to the Vivo Rio Center, out to the Majus program, which the Society of Jesus is running.
The last word to you. Are things shaping up as well as you hoped?
Yes. The people of Rio have been incredibly generous, have been incredibly hospitable. So we're very excited, and I think it's going to be a wonderful 4 days at the center and then 2 days out in the field. It's going to be a wonderful experience, a wonderful event, and we're very happy to be here.
Jesuit Father Michael Rogers there, the coordinator of English Language World Youth Day initiatives for the Society of Jesus in the U.S. and a member of the lead committee for the International English Language Welcome Center in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the site of World Youth Day 2013. I'm Chris Altieri.